Slug Magazine's Rough Side of the Lens Skate Competition marked Salt Lake City's first ever skate filming contest. Film editor Eric Ferguson will compile the submitted footage in a full-length film of the contest. Join Slug at 7 p.m. on November 19th when the final skate video along with the Rough Side Awards will premiere at the U of U's Post Theater.
Shh, are you listening?
This is Slug Sound Waves.
Hey, I'm Nick. I play bass and sing in more tiki tempo.
And this is Chris here. I play guitar and also sing in more tiki tempo.
And then Mark, our drummer, he couldn't be here today, but he loves you all.
Our boy Tuno will be hanging out at home listening to this.
So when we actually first started recording Memento Mori, who we actually recorded with Randy Cordner, one of our good friends in Provo, plays in a band called Temples. We had no idea that it was actually going to be a concept album. We were just had a couple songs that we wanted to start recording on. And then it just, as we were in the studio hanging out with Randy, just doing whatever, we had a couple ideas that, hey, there should be some horse trotting at the end of this song transferring into the next one. Our drummer even was like, yeah, we could have him come in and start neighing and braying, and we just ended up going with it, and it turned into this really cool concept.
Yeah, I think even on like the last track, there used to be a whole entire Western dialogue. Like, we just took a whole, like, it was a conversation of like just like these people like kind of going at each other, which actually ended up getting cut out from the album. And it just kind of always seems to be something that we always end up doing in the studio. Something starts out so small, and then it just grows and grows and grows. And the next thing you know, it's like almost over our heads. So on this album, many people have come across the idea of this kind of almost being our Pink Floyd Animals collective like type of idea, or even some Morrissey, or even as far as going out and saying Santana, which I guess is kind of complimentary. With this album, in comparison to, like, I would say Bob Your Head Susie, which was one of our first releases, which was just a mixture of music that just had to be recorded, and we did a Dead Water EP, which is nothing but a bunch of psych rock. This one, where you wanted to take a little bit more of a Spanish influences. I always just love the Spanish guitar, that surf spaghetti western feel. And some of my like favorite movies as kids were, you know, The Good, Bad, and the Ugly, Quick and the Dead, things like that. And I just wanted to somehow find a way to incorporate that into music these days.
Yeah, it really just kind of started like with like one or two songs. There's a song called Change on the album and a song called Memento Mori, the title of the album, actually. And it just kind of started as we were recording, just started to become like this weird westerny album that we just had a lot of fun doing.
Yeah, we just got engulfed in this whole entire concept of just, let's just do a whole full-length album of just these Spanish western spaghetti westerns. Well, a lot of the connections that I feel have been taken on this album have been almost more emotional. It's a very, you have to kind of more in-depth album. You can't just sit back and listen to one song and you go, okay, I like that song. You get in like stuck listening to the whole entire album because it's kind of almost emotional.
Yeah, it's this whole flowing album that really doesn't ever have just a stopping point. Like, if you start it from the beginning, I feel it would be kind of hard to actually turn it off at some point, because like it literally has like these transitions between songs, and a lot of people have been really digging that. There's really good response from that sort of thing, that they really are enjoying like this flowy album instead of just like, here's 10 songs that we wrote and put them down.
If I could also like go ahead and just, you know, say a big thanks to my new friend Matt Weininger, who also helped me produce and did all the mixing and mastering on this record as well. We got as many hands on as we could, which was amazing. So for us, always just doing more with our music is always just meant, you know, working less and just recording and writing more. We've never really cared too much if we were able to, like, you know, the whole idea of being famous or getting, like, recognition. It's never really been exactly important. For us, the more important thing is just to continue playing and continue growing and to always have a momentum behind us.
Except for when we take over the world, of course.
Yes, Pinky.
I feel like we've grown as a band. I mean, you can even just see it in our albums, from Bob Your Head Susie to Dead Water to Memento Mori. It's just our music is always progressing and changing. We don't like to be stagnant and be the same. We don't like to put out the same record every time. I feel like there's just lately, especially, we've been playing a lot in Salt Lake and just been playing some of our stuff that we are actually playing newer stuff that's going to be on our next record. And it's just more rock and roll in your face kind of stuff. And there's just a lot of high energy from us, and we see it from the audience as well.
Yeah, for me, it's always just been like just kind of getting more and more and more weird. It's just like, how much more can I continue, like, not to be cookie cutter, but like, and just kind of be myself and just forget this whole entire idea of writing pop music or writing hard rock music. It's just, we just want to do whatever we want to do. And I think that's been like the funnest part, is just continuing to grow and watch everybody else just be like, yeah, let's just play how we want to play. I mean, really, like, we've just been kind of just going a little bit more old-fashioned with, like, our way of, like, kind of avoiding social media and just picking up pretty much every show, just, like, to actually play for people, because I think that's the best way to see us is live.
Yeah, we're hoping that at some point, maybe early next year, spring, we might be doing a tour, take it around and see what we can do on the West Coast.
Yeah, pretty much bring the circus to town. So this next track is actually going to be the self-titled one, called Memento Mori. It's actually done in three different acts. So pretty much like a spaghetti western. First act kind of being the love story. Second act pretty much being, you know, the getaway horse ride. And the third part, or third act, is pretty much the hero's death at the very end, which I love as a concept.
Thank you.
So you just listened to Memento Mori, the title track off of our new album we just released. You can pick up our album at our show we have coming up this Friday at ABG's in Provo. You can also listen to it on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music. You can download it somewhere on the internet. I'm sure it's out there. Torrent it. Send it to your friends. Do whatever you want with it. It's music. Just take it.
Check out Slug Magazine's merch store through Big Cartel for crew necks and snapbacks designed by Trent Call, zip-up hoodies designed by Slug's lead designer, Joshua Joy, and Death by Salt albums featuring rad local music. Slugmag.bigcartel.com.